Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. It's almost time for the 2018 edition of Texoma Gives, an event set up to help nonprofit organizations in Southwest Oklahoma and North Texas. Here to talk with us about this year's event is Emily Massey, Marketing and Communications Manager at Lawton's Armed Services YMCA and an organizer of the event. Emily, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Many of our listeners will be familiar with Texoma Gives through our past participation here at KCCU. But for those who may be new to the area or unfamiliar, what is Texoma Gives?
Absolutely. Texoma Gives is an annual online day of giving to benefit nonprofits across North Texas and southwestern Oklahoma. So it's going to happen on September 13th, all day from 6 in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. There is over 200 nonprofits taking part, so people can go online, they can donate to any cause that is important to them and really just give back to these nonprofits that do so much in our community.
Who are some of the participants in this year's program besides KCCU?
Right. Well, there's my organization, the Armed Services YMCA. There's also the Lawton Public Schools Foundation. There's the C. Carter Crane Shelter for the Homeless. There's Friends of the Lawton Public Library, Lawton Soccer Club, Teen Court, Ambucks. There's a lot.
And that's just here in the Lawton area.
Yes.
There's also organizations for our Wichita Falls listeners
Absolutely.
To give to as well.
Absolutely, yes. There's, there's too many to name. There's 209 taking part. And it's just any cause that you are passionate about, you will be able to find a nonprofit that is relatable to that.
What do people need to do to give during Texoma Gives?
It's really, really simple. It's all online. So you go on and there is a $25 minimum donation, but you can go to any organization that you find. You can donate right from your smartphone. You can also call in if you need to. And then here in Lawton, we're going to be having a parking lot party where people can go out and donate in person if they choose not to do it online.
If someone is interested in giving to multiple organizations during Texoma Gives, is that something they can do, or are they limited to only picking one during Texoma Gives?
There is no limit. The sky is truly the limit here. You can give to as many organizations as you want to.
For those who are familiar, they'll remember there are certain times during Texoma Gives where maybe their gift has a little more weight than
Absolutely.
At other times during the day. Tell me about some of those.
Yeah, so Texoma Gives, one of the great things that they do is they have all of these different prizes. So some are at random, but there are others where if you donate during a certain time, then the nonprofit that you're giving to has a higher chance of winning one of these extra prizes. So, for example, there's a happy hour one from, 4 to 7 p.m. during regular happy hour. There's early birds. There's the largest donation. There's international. So if you get a donor from, overseas, that's really going to help your chance of benefiting these nonprofits even greater.
And clarifying, these extra prizes are additional money that go into whatever donation total the group raises. How big do some of these extra prizes get?
They can reach into the thousands of dollars. And it's just completely a benefit here. There's no catch to these prizes.
If you hit it at the right time,
yes.
Extra money for your organization.
Yes.
This has been going on for a couple of years now. How effective has Texoma Gives been as a fundraiser for nonprofits in this area?
It's really been unbelievable. I think I read that in the last 3 years, over $800,000 have been raised to benefit these nonprofits. And it's just a great way to reach new audience members and to tell our story as nonprofits. That's always what we're looking to do, is to expand and tell people how great we are. And Texoma Gives has been really, really pivotal in helping us reach new potential that we never had before.
To follow on that, how effective has it been as an outreach tool, kind of touching on what you just said, bringing in people who may not have been familiar with organizations or may not have been donors before? What kind of role has it played in bringing those folks in to contributing to these nonprofits?
It's so, so incredible how much it has helped. Everything's digital now. You know that. I know that. We're in that technology era. And this is a really fantastic way for us to be able to reach people, you know, in North Texas, in Southwest Oklahoma, who we would never be able to reach before just by word of mouth. And now you can go and you can search by a specific cause. You can search by a specific area. You can learn so much about what's happening right in your community and the causes that are really important to you.
What are some of the things that have been funded through the donations made through Texoma Gives?
There's too many to state, to be frank. It's anything, you know, with the Lawton Public Schools Foundation, it's anything from school supplies to building repairs, where with, you know, the Armed Services Y, it's everything from launching new programs such as a before and after school care or a program for at-risk military youth. It's been unbelievable to see how this has benefited all of Texoma.
I want to change track a little and talk about the organization of the fundraiser, because it is just a one-day event. Logistically, someone gives online through Texoma Gives. What happens from there?
It's within 48 hours once Texoma Gives, the deadline closes, that the money is sent right to your organization. There's no checks. There's no mishaps there. It's direct from your wallet to your organization.
So there it is, a quick process to help out whatever nonprofit you choose to support. I feel like we've hit the major points talking about the event. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners about this year's Texoma Gives?
Well, I do want to mention for the listeners in Lawton that there is a parking lot party happening on the day of Texoma Gives, September 13th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1. There's going to be a free cookout in the parking lot of Arvest Bank, their Cash Road location. And then from 5 to 8 p.m., there's going to be a bunch of food trucks there, and you can donate there if you're not comfortable donating online. And it's a great opportunity. There's going to be lots of games for the kids and a really great way to actually get to see these organizations face-to-face, get to shake their hand, and hear more about them.
That's Emily Massey, Marketing and Communications Manager at the Armed Services YMCA and one of the organizers for this year's Texoma Gives event. Emily, thanks again for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
The 2018 Texoma Gives Day of Giving, supporting nonprofit organizations in Southwest Oklahoma and North Texas, will happen on Thursday, September 13th, beginning at 6 a.m. and concluding at 10 p.m. For more information about Texoma Gives, including a full list of participating nonprofits and a list of the extra prizes being given throughout the day, as well as to make a gift as part of Texoma Gives, visit texomagives.org. In full disclosure, KCCU is a participating nonprofit in the Texoma Gives event. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.